Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
I just wanted to thank you so much for something.
For what?
Well, this weekend, I know you really wanted to see a Choo Choo Train movie or some sort of dude movie, maybe Unstoppable or Skyline.
Yeah, but, Unstoppable. Train engineers, man. Train engineers stopping a runaway train.
But you were so kind to play along with me because all I wanted to do was see a movie that had females in it.
I know.
And there are so few of them out so far.
There are.
I mean, as far as this, you know, upcoming holiday season goes.
Yeah,
there are so few. And thank you so much for playing along and seeing Morning Glory.
You're welcome. Well, it is called Movie Date, you know. I mean, come on. You got to compromise sometimes.
Once in a while. But you know what? Before we start talking about Morning Glory, which I'm very curious to hear how you feel about this film, and I'm excited to tell you how I feel about it.
That I want to hear.
Before we get into that, let me introduce myself. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
So, Rafer, just yes or no, did you like Morning Glory?
I liked the first maybe 15 minutes of it, actually.
Oh,
I really liked it. I thought it was really promising.
15, that's not a compliment.
Well,
that's
you know,
a thinly disguised insult. That's what that is.
I mean, it really got, that movie got worse and worse and worse as it went on. I mean, it starts out Rachel McAdams playing Becky Fuller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gung-ho morning producer for a little television today, you know, morning show in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets canned and gets a big break to work at a major, major but lagging in the ratings morning show at a network called IBS. I wasn't really quite sure what that was
supposed to be like equivalent to the WB network or
is that
something
what they were,
like that. I think they were supposed to be something like that, or the Fox network or something that's not the top three.
Right. I guess so. So that's what happens, and she goes there, and Rachel McAdams is so, you know, she's bubbly and she's vibrant and her energy I found really appealing.
So plucky.
Yeah, very plucky.
Becky is the perfect name for her.
Becky, exactly, exactly.
Plucky Becky.
Yeah, and then it just got worse and worse, and I have to say the last 15 minutes I just thought were atrocious. So I gotta say I was very disappointed by Morning Glory.
Oh,
and
Hafer,
you? What did you think?
Well, I have to say, I was disappointed in the first 15 minutes of Morning Glory.
Oh.
But I loved it. The more it went
on,
the more I loved it. The last 15 minutes, I was actually laughing.
No.
And I was in such hysterics during the last 15 minutes that I actually missed some lines because I was laughing so hard.
How could this be?
What's wrong with you? How could you not love this movie?
I couldn't understand. I couldn't understand who was doing what. Whose relationship are we watching?
All right,
whose transformation are we watching here?
I will give this to you. It is a messy movie.
It's a mess.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And I initially was a little bit taken aback by how messy the film was. I especially took issue with, in the beginning when they were trying to develop and introduce Becky's character, that their way of showing her character was mostly by having her be clumsy and talk too much.
Yeah, I know.
I felt that was like every bad Sandra Bullock movie times
a
thousand.
I never buy the beautiful, clumsy girl.
Yeah,
thing.
She's so beautiful but so clumsy.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so like if you're the guy who wants to date her, you're thinking, gosh, I don't know if I want to date her because she's so clumsy. You know, I just think, no, I think you'd want to date her.
You still want to date her. She's gorgeous and all those other things. Yeah,
yes.
But so I had issues with how they developed her character in the first 15 minutes or so of the movie. But once we got really into the thick of the morning news.
Yeah.
I work in morning news, as you know. I just really enjoyed all that. The tight times that they have to deal with.
Yes.
The production schedules, the pitch meetings and so on. And I really also just thought it got funnier and funnier as it went on because it was also kind of a critique of what morning news is, which is not quite news.
Yes.
And when they really embrace that. There's a certain point in the movie where they just embrace the fact that morning news shows are not about news. And that's when I just started going nuts with laughter. It was a laugh riot. That's what I sounded like.
L-A-F-F laugh. Okay. Here's what I have to say. And I guess I should ask you this question instead of presenting my own opinion. Did it seem at all realistic to you, the way that these things work, the ideas she came up with to improve the show when she decides, I'm going to put the weatherman on a roller coaster and we'll put a camera on the front of the roller coaster and send him zipping up and down the roller coaster? I just thought, that's your idea to save the ratings?
I am LMAO right now just thinking about it. It was a laugh riot.
ZOMG, Kristen. All right. So you thought it was somewhat real, or
I thought it was a little bit real, but I also just thought it was a fun critique of what it is. And I think some of the best TV news movies, that's what they're doing. They're critiquing what the news is. They're critiquing this disconnect between what news versus entertainment is.
Right.
They're critiquing the whole idea of what is on-air talent versus producers. And
right.
I think that's what a lot of the best movies do. Are the producers the real brains behind the operation?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the actual people who are announcing the news? And sometimes
right.
you realize, oh, no, it's not just a pretty face who's announcing the news. He actually has to do something. Or,
right.
Or she does, and so on. And
right.
So I like all those conflicts that happen in the TV news movies, and I think that they did that in this. But at the same time, it was just good fun.
The conflict, though, seemed so old. I mean, in fact, there's this moment, right, where we should say the story, Rachel McAdams hires Harrison Ford, who is this kind of Walter Cronkite-ish, over the hill, you know. He's been canned from his regular evening news slot, and now he's just kind of moping in his scotch. And she hires him to be the, you know, morning co-host on this fluffy, ridiculous show called Daybreak, and he's appalled, but she's found some loophole in his contract, so she forces him on the show, and you know he can't believe that he has to say things about, you know, parakeets and frittatas. Words like fluffy, exactly. and banter.
Yes.
And he's horrified by this. So they have this little meeting in the hallway, right, where she says, you know, look, this debate has been going on for years, news versus entertainment, you're on the news side, and she says, and your side lost. It's
yes.
over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought, well, that's a good observation, but it also sort of deflates the whole movie, right? I mean, you and I were talking earlier about Network from
yes.
the 70s, right? The last
word.
It's hard to top that one. It was really the last word in television critique.
You people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube.
This movie just didn't, I don't know, it just didn't say anything new to me. Also, can I point out, I'd like to know when this movie was made. Because they make all these jokes about Diane Keaton, who's the co-host.
Mm-hmm.
They make all these jokes about her getting her pap smear on air, which is an obvious reference to Katie Couric's
yes.
colonoscopy. But that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but they're also making reference to Diane Sawyer because she's a beauty queen. They're also making...
Ah, that's right. I missed that.
Yeah,
right.
they're making several references to say, look, these are like what real TV show morning hosts do.
Right.
And I don't think the colonoscopy thing, it matters that it's 10 years old. I think it's just like this is such... morning news stuff.
What did matter to me, though, is when Rachel McAdams ambushes 50 Cent outside his limousine and says, you can...
what? You don't like that? I do that every day for my job, right?
Do you? Are you
I just show up at people's hotel rooms.
Rushing after rappers and
Fitty.
Saying,
yeah.
please, Fitty, come on the show. She says, you can come on the show. We'll give you twice as much time as any other show, and you can perform, you know, three songs. And she says, and you can perform Candy Shop. And so he starts singing Candy Shop. And I'm like, from 2005? Why is he promoting a 5-year-old single? When was this movie made? It's something about the movie feels behind the curve to me.
But isn't that the case with a lot of these TV news movies? Because I think the issue with media is it's always 5 minutes late. And TV
maybe.
In particular is always 10 minutes late, right?
Okay.
I mean, don't you think that there's something to be said for...
It's, sure.
The internet has changed our ideas of what's current.
That's true.
And... TV news, let's face it, it's kind of dying. It's a dying industry, the
yes.
TV news thing.
Yes.
But I think that's fine.
But there's absolutely no mention of the internet in the whole movie. It's almost as if the internet doesn't exist.
They're like, it's going viral. It's a video now. Like,
okay, that's true. That's
so they
right.
do mention
right.
a couple of times, and I think that they
right.
acknowledge that the only way for their ratings to go up are to get
okay.
hits on their website.
Okay,
but
all
that's
right.
you're right.
That
that's very late in the movie, and I think you're right. They could have played that up more.
I mean, that's
they definitely
that's
could
the
have
real
played it up
threat,
more.
Right? The internet, as you and I both know, you in radio, I in newspapers, as we both know, the internet is the threat. You know, and that just seems it's totally absent. And instead, there's this again. it's this old debate between, you know, entertainment versus news.
No, I can see that. But I mean, I like that debate. I mean, what are the other debates that we always have? The producers versus the talent, the breaking news story, and I want to be taken seriously versus I have to do fluffy news pieces sort
right.
of thing. I mean, there are only so many ways to do the TV news kind of movie, right?
I mean, I guess maybe.
Unless you just use it as background, like in Groundhog Day.
I mean, 3, 2, 1. This is one time where television really fails to capture the true excitement of a large squirrel predicting the weather. I, for one, am very grateful to have been here. From Punxsutawney, this is Phil Connors. So long.
Okay, you want to try it again without the sarcasm?
We got it.
Prima donnas.
Groundhog Day, yeah.
Yeah, or if you're going to, I mean, play it up as some sort of glamour industry like Anchorman.
But Groundhog Day was... Groundhog Day seemed very real to me because he was this bitter, you know, bitter old Bill Murray was this bitter old newsman who, you know, was stuck covering these wretched, miserable stories, you know, about the groundhog, you know, looking at his shadow. There's the classic thankless local TV task, right? And that stuff seemed real to me, whereas all this stuff with Rachel McAdams and, you know, Jeff Goldblum as her boss, you know, saying, you got to get the ratings up. You get the ratings up by Friday and maybe we can get you another year.
Did you just say Groundhog Day was realistic to you?
It was really. I have to say, I think Groundhog Day is actually a modern masterpiece, that film. I really do. But that film seemed so much more realistic to me and believable and engaging than this one did.
Well, you didn't even laugh? You didn't laugh? I mean, does it have to be realistic for you to enjoy it?
It has to be somewhat believable, you know? I mean, even... Again, I don't want to spoil anything, but Harrison Ford pulls off a sort of news coup at some point, sort of proving that he can still do the news. And even that whole scenario just seemed completely idiotic to me.
I mean, I thought it was a little too heartwarming.
Yeah.
You know, there was a little moment of – there were a few moments of this is a little too heartwarming. And like I said, it was totally messy. It was all over the place. It was trying to get all of the major conflicts of a news movie into the movie. And
also various relationships. Like half the time I kept thinking, is it Harrison Ford and Diane Keaton? Because of course in the movie they're ex-lovers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it Rachel McAdams and Patrick Wilson, the cute young guy? Or is it supposed to be Rachel McAdams and Harrison Ford? You know, are they supposed to have
What's
some kind of weird thing
What's wrong with it just being
going?
Rachel McAdams?
I don't know.
What is so wrong with it just being Rachel McAdams?
Well, but it's not.
It's
Rachel McAdams. It's supposed to be, I guess, Rachel McAdams and Patrick Wilson, who hilariously is the guy touted as having... he's like the fancy guy, right, who's got like a journalism degree from Columbia or something.
I thought, Yale.
You know what?
Yeah.
Join the club, dude. I've got one too, you know. That I thought was also like a real sign of the movie. It didn't really have its finger on the pulse of what was happening in news.
But again, it's about TV news, which makes it a different movie than like if it's about The Social Network or if it's about The Paper. You know, if it's one of those a TV news movie is not the same as other journalism movies.
Yeah, okay.
And it is going to usually be behind the times with the exception of Network.
But, Network, yeah. Yeah, yeah
but,
no, I know.
But besides I think that's kind of the way it is.
I guess you're right. All right. Well, You've made a compelling case for Morning Glory, but I can't recommend it to anyone.
And you know what? I recommend it to all of you. Every single one of you. Watch it, love it, laugh. If you want to get regular updates from Movie Date or give us suggestions, text the word movies to 69866.
And Kristen, you can become a fan of Movie Date on Facebook if you want to give us feedback on the podcast or suggest the movies that we should see next.
Excellent.